Shanti. Good morning. The song was connected with today's Murali. And today's Murali is one that Baba spoke on the 18th of January. And every 18th of January, special gatherings in Madhuban. And there would be an ocean of love experienced and an ocean of tears, because so many of the ones who came would be from the early days of the Yagya, either the Karachi days or the beginning of service. And so they would be experiencing those very powerful, sweet memories of their time with Baba. So today's Murali is very much about the experience of love. And I think many of the dadis must have been present there, because it's from 92. And so we'd already lost Didi from this dimension, and now she was in another place somewhere else. But most of the other dadis were still around. And Baba spoken about how the magnet of love was so powerful, the attraction of love was so powerful, that they were able to renounce everything instantly and just surrender to Baba. And further later, when Baba's talking to the dadis, Baba's remembering again those early days, that is mentioning how they've been with Baba through the whole cycle, the guarantee for those souls. But now in Sangam Yuga, they came close to Baba and they were able to be with Baba physically through that whole period. But also close to Shiv Baba, not just Brahma Baba. Yes, being with Brahma Baba through the whole cycle, but their closeness to Baba, Shiv Baba, at this time also meant that they would be close in Paramdham, they would be close to Brahma Baba in Satyug and through the cycle, and in Sangam Yug, close to Shiv Baba again. And so the question, how close do I experience myself to be to Bab Dada? Am I close? And being with Shiv Baba is actually not so difficult. It only requires one thing. It requires soul consciousness. And in the stage of soul consciousness, yes, I can feel Baba's presence. I can feel the connection. I can feel the support, the protection, the companionship, the help. And being close to Brahma Baba. Now today Baba tells us that when you take on your angelic form, then in your own angelic form, the more you're away from the bondage of this and you're able to fly to the subtle region, then in the angelic form you're able to be close to Brahma Baba. And so today when people say that we don't have Baba, we don't have the dadis, so what's the point of going to Madhuban? Well, Madhuban provides that space where Baba meditated, Baba met the children very closely, where Baba walked and moved and did everything in the kitchen, in the laundry, in the garden. And so Madhuban is still very, very powerful and special. But Baba's made life easier for us now, in the sense that wherever it is we are, through soul consciousness, I can feel Shiv Baba's love. And through the consciousness of the angel form, I can feel Bab Dada's presence and support. And so the doors are wide open. Earlier, there were certain restrictions which still are in place to be able to go to Madhuban, whether it's from your side or the side of Madhuban, whichever it may be. But it takes a fair amount of effort to make the pilgrimage to Madhuban. And it's worth it, but many things to overcome. But going to the subtle region, that's simply my own consciousness and to what extent I make effort. I remember in the Sakarma release, Baba used to say, and we hear those Sakarma release still, and Baba would say that there'll come a time when only those who are completely pure will meet Baba. And of course, at that time, hearing the Sakarma release, my own personal interpretation of that was that, yes, I can understand being close to Baba needs that level of recognition and purity, but is there going to come a time when you'll say to people, guests who want to go to Madhuban, conferences, people, many of them go for that, are we going to say, no, you're not going to be able to meet Baba? There's a question in my mind. And then when Baba became Avyat, and I realized that one could only meet Baba here in that way, if you actually recognized who is Shiv Baba, who is Brahma Baba, and who is Dadi Gulzar. And when people would say, why was she looking at us like that? It was immediately a giveaway that they hadn't recognized any of the three. And so it was clear that at that time also, only those who were experiencing soul consciousness and the subtle consciousness, they would catch from Baba's drishti whatever it is the soul needed. But then of course, I hadn't at all expected that the avyakt part would finish also in the way that it did. And even whilst Dadi Gulzar was there in Sakar form, everybody still had that expectation that I did, that Dadi would get better and she would come, and even if she didn't speak for long, but at least we'd get Baba Srishti. And then last year, being in Madhuban for the final ceremonies, it was Brijmohan Bhai who said, it's the end of an era. And truly, it was the end of that era of meeting Avyakt Bab Dada. But in bhakti, or generally in life, they say, when one door closes, another door opens. And when Sakar Baba became Avyakt, Baba said, earlier, Brahma Baba needed time for himself, and now that Baba's Avyakt, you don't need to make appointments. You can just go to the subtle region and meet Baba. And now that the avyakt part is over, again it feels as if there's a bigger door that's opened, and wherever you are, it's totally irrelevant. You can come to that stage of soul consciousness and feel Baba as your companion. But also, avyakt Baba the same. Anyone who understands Gyan and feels the power of Baba's love can have that experience of meeting avyakt Bab Dada. Even in today's Murali, Baba's referred to the fact that you want to go beyond sound, but yet you still expect the one who always is beyond sound to come into sound to meet you. And so it's the power of Baba's love that makes that happen. That not only Shiv Baba in Paramdham having the thought, I have to go and help my children. So the power of God's love, bringing God from Paramdham into the physical dimension so that he could meet his children. And through the years, the amount of sustenance that Bab Dada has given us, is proof of Baba's love. Nearly 50 years of avyakt sustenance, 33 years of sakar sustenance. And for those who say, well, we weren't there, but the treasures that Baba shared, the sakar muralis, the avyakt muralis, all of that is available. And the proof of Baba's love, the amount of time Baba gave to us sharing all the treasures. And they say that there comes a time when the sparrows have swallowed the ocean and the ocean became dry. And we would see this gradually, the muralis becoming shorter and shorter and shorter. And so it really was that Baba had said everything he needed to say. And now, to what extent the sparrows have taken from the ocean and filled themselves with that is individual effort. And so at this moment, reading that murali from way beyond 92, Global House had just been open for a year and things were pretty stable in the world around that time. But today, a huge amount of uncertainty in every situation. So, being in Germany last week was interesting because normally Germany is known for absolutely everything functioning on time accurately. I don't know if there's anyone of German background sitting here now, but this time the Germans were telling me Germany isn't the same as it used to be, so don't expect the trains to run on time. And then all the flights were delayed when we were coming. Our train actually ran on time. The trains around us weren't. And then coming back to London, it was total chaos at the airport for a variety of reasons. So everything very, very uncertain. But today, the need to be able to experience Baba's love even more. Not just to be able to feel that protection from all the negativity that's so strong around us everywhere in terms of the world outside, but also as we reach the end of the kalpa, and it feels very much that it's very, very close to the end of the kalpa. I'm not predicting dates anymore. But the feeling is whatever stuff there is inside, that has to come out now and has to be cleansed. I liked very much the thing that Baba said a few days ago. I think it was just a slogan. But Baba spoke about how if you can keep your mind free from waste thoughts, then you have the possibility of knowing what it is the other soul needs and wants. And you can be Baba's instrument to fulfill that need. So that's one aspect, to be able to keep my mind free from waste thoughts for service, to be able to serve others accurately. But even more than that, how can I catch Baba's signals for me at a time when everything around me is moving so quickly that you don't know on the level of logic which direction to go in? And if I keep my mind free from waste thoughts, and that's not going to happen instantly, it'll happen if I've prepared myself now, then at any other moment, that practice is going to support me. And then, yes, I'll be able to connect with Baba and catch Baba's signal. Somebody was telling me yesterday that their survival is because of being able to catch Baba's signals. And yes, he's in a difficult situation with business and many things happening, but he says Baba's signals seem to reach me, and when I follow them, then I know things are going to be okay. So over the years, I've learned to trust those signals. Because sometimes when you get a signal, you wonder, is it my mind? Is it my imagination? Or is it really Baba touching me? But yes, it is Baba touching us. And the criteria for that is, the way sports is one big aspect, but generally Srimad. So if I'm convinced that my connection with Baba is clean and clear because I am following Srimad, then when I get a signal, I will also trust that yes, it's Baba connecting with me. Not just me connecting with God, but Baba's connecting with me. Why? Because I'm a direct child of Baba. Today Baba's spoken about how, yes, the whole world are the children of God, but you children are the ones who in Sangam Yuga have a direct connection with God. And so you are the foundation of the whole tree, and you are the ancestors. So for us, we would say our ancestors are the Didis and the Dadis and the Dadas and all those who've gone before us and made the path easier for us. But we are also all together Baba's children who know God directly, know how to have a direct connection with Him and listen to God's versions directly spoken, and also following those in our life. And that awareness of being the ancestors for the whole tree is very, very powerful. And both in terms of lifting my consciousness, but also in terms of being aware of my responsibility of what I need to do today. And so yes, Baba does have a direct connection with us, and Baba feels a direct responsibility for us also. And so Baba does intervene in whatever it is we are doing and we need to do to fulfill the responsibility that Baba gives us. That used to say one statement that is very powerful always. When Baba gives a task, Baba also gives the power with which to be able to fulfill the task. And she would talk about herself when her body was always fragile from childhood. And so when Baba gave her the duty of being a nurse, it was Mama who communicated that to her. Because Baba used to be in Baba Bhavan far away, and she was in another bhavan. And Mama said to her, Janet, Baba would like you to take the role of nurse for the yagya. And she was aware of how much it would take, and even just carrying buckets of hot water from the ground floor up two flights of stairs, metal bucket, just the metal bucket itself was heavy. Fill it with hot water and carry it up the stairs. That's just one little tiny part of that role of being the nurse. No running hot water in Karachi in those days in most homes. So she hesitated. She didn't say no. She hesitated. And Mama picked that up. And then Mama's response, if Baba gives a task, Baba gives the power with which to fulfill that task. So I remember that often, that whatever it is we are facing, any one of us, if there's a challenge, then the challenges come to help me take a step further, to move further ahead. The teacher doesn't want me to fail. And Baba, my father and mother, definitely doesn't want me to fail. And so it's really only a step to go up further. And when we have the today, at the early days, literally it was just love. They did not have any gyan at all. And then gradually the gyan was explained and revealed. Baba knew about the soul right from the beginning, And Baba talked to them about the soul. So the Om Shanti, the chant of Om, I Am. So that was right from the beginning. And that one lesson, and they didn't even know all the detail, soul of mind, intellect, sanskars, all that was to come later. But just that awareness of the soul, that one aspect of jnana and the power of love, and they surrendered. And then through the years, of course, we've had all the jnana. Is there a question that arises in our minds for which Baba hasn't given an answer? Really, Baba's explained everything. And so today we have the double power, the power of Baba's love and the power of jnana. And the combination of the two are the wings with which we can fly to Baba. And so today I don't think it's just the power of love. I know that for myself it was beautiful to experience being with Brahma Baba, the love. But without the recognition of Shiv Baba and recognition of soul, it wasn't possible for me to think, yes, this could be my life. And so we're lucky we have both things, jnana and yoga. Yoga, the experience of love, and the jnana, the ocean. And Baba's mentioned how the power of love in those early days gave them the power to transform instantly. And so today when we feel that, well, I need to understand something, when I've understood something, then I can do it. But we have both. We have the clarity of jnana, but we also have the experience of love. And both things together speed up our process of transformation. And so today I ask myself the question, in how many ways have I been able to transform? Not the external things, the internal things. And how much further do I need to go? And I know that the clarity of jnana and the power of love is going to enable me to reach my destination. And so when they say faith in victory, not just victory through faith, but faith in your own victory, Baba plays around with both of these. Nischa buddhi vijayanti. But nischa, faith in my own victory. So to have that faith, and I know that that faith is needed now as we see things collapse around us. None of us know exactly where we're going to be. None of us know what sort of challenges we're going to face. And it'll be different things for each one, not the same thing. And it'll be the challenge that comes to my Achilles heel. Whatever is my weakest point, drama, the one that's testing us. God doesn't test us. Drama tests us. But drama means my own karma. My own karma is testing me. And so yes, it's easy to say it's Maya, but in fact it's my own sanskars and weaknesses that test me. And so my weakest point will be the place that I'm tested in. And so today if I can, with jnana and yoga, sort things out inside, then yes, Baba's there to help, Baba's there to carry me through the situation. But I need to connect with Baba. And so the jnana and yoga will make sure that my weaknesses are removed. Otherwise, at that moment, it's difficult to connect with God because my own weakness is coming in front of me and I'm troubled by that and I'm disturbed. In that state of distress, there isn't a connection with God. But jnana and love, and I've sorted all that out now. So that then the mind is clear, the intellect is stable, the connection is strong, and I can catch Baba's signal. I know that Baba wants to help me, because that's Baba's love for me, for each one of us, but I need to be able to catch that. So very powerful Murali. And today we have Madhuban Toli. Carried lots and lots of Toli from Madhuban. They gave me double what I had asked for because they said, well, nobody's come to Madhuban, at least Madhuban Toli can go to them. So we'll be having Madhuban Toli and I'll be coming here to give it to you. Om Shanti.